Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Janet Entine. And we are having an absolutely phenomenal conversation with Wayne Wink, who is the North Hempstead Town Clerk. And
the name doesn't nearly express what he does.
No, it really is the truth. It really is one of those, you know, I mean, receiver of taxes, which is Charlie Berman. You know what he does. He gets
right,
the taxes.
Yes, exactly.
But, you know, the stuff, I mean, this whole bidding thing, just the whole the process,
right.
I find amazing.
Right.
I knew there was bids.
Right.
But people don't know how it works.
Yeah.
So if you had an interest, you could have gone and watched it. If I was bidding on something or knew somebody who questioned it,
right.
You could go to these things. But what I think is the most important thing to take away from today's conversation with Wayne is innovative. And he's looking for ways to improve, you know, functionality, efficiency, et cetera, et cetera. And one of those, the most recent one, is passports, that we can now go to the town clerk's office and do the process of getting a passport.
Right.
I don't even know how that came about, so you can tell us.
Well, what happened was, we all know, I think, that if you want a passport, you either traipse into New York City and go to the passport office and process it through that, or most people would know that you go to your local post office. Well, but the local post offices, because of staffing issues and because of various logistical issues they have, more and more they've restricted the times and the ability to go there to get a passport.
Right.
You need to make appointments. You need to, you need to really fit it into their schedule. And I understand, because that's not the primary function of a post office.
Right, of course.
You know, we want our mail more than we need to get a passport there. But what I found over the years was that, you know, people would come to my office and say, I got to get my birth certificate because I got to go to the post office to get my passport. And I need my birth certificate in order to go to the post office. And then I got to stop off at CVS or a drugstore or somebody to take my photograph to take it then to the post office. We've created one-stop shopping. We are now a passport acceptance facility. We work with the Department of Homeland Security, and we are able to really provide a seamless transition from going to get your child's birth certificate in order to go get their passport, or your own birth certificate to go get a passport. You can now come into the office, request your birth certificate on the spot. We ask that you make appointments for the passport part, because it does take some time, and usually we're dealing with families of four, families of six.
Right.
All in one shot.
Let me interrupt you there.
Yeah, go ahead.
I need my birth certificate for the passport.
Mm-hmm.
I can get that on the same day, or no? I have to come in advance.
Well, here's the one caveat.
Okay.
If you were born at, whether it was North Shore, North Shore LIJ, Northwell, whatever they're calling it today.
Okay.
If you were born at that hospital, I have your birth certificate.
Okay.
I have.
But otherwise.
Otherwise, you would need your birth certificate from wherever, from whence you were born.
So that's the responsibility of the person.
It is. But to the extent that you or your children or your grandchildren may have been born within the town of North Hempstead, there's a very good chance that we have your birth certificate. And
but seniors, people of my age, there was no North Shore.
No, you're right. You're right. That's,
you know, that's
true.
Why I
that's
asked
why
the question.
I was saying it's gone through many iterations over the years. But to the extent that we may very well be the repository of birth certificates for you and your family, we can also then take your photos and help process your passport application.
That's wonderful.
And even renewals. Renewals are slightly different in that we don't take them and mail them for you, because the Homeland Security won't let us do that.
Okay.
But to the extent that we can provide any document that you would need, we are now in the process of getting documents in several different languages, which are produced by the passport agency, and we are in a position now where it can almost be one-stop shopping for anyone who needs a passport.
What a wonderful, wonderful service.
It really is. And look, I'd be remiss if I didn't also, you know, send out my prayers and wishes to everyone who is suffering as a result of Harvey last week and with Irma impending on the Florida coast. It looks, it's So to think about traveling in a moment like this, obviously, is a little bit disconcerting. But at the same time, these types of documents, more and more in our world today, having a passport is not just about traveling. It's about a form of identification that is secure and that is necessary for people to be able to transact business very often. Mm-hmm. So to have a passport available to you and to have the means to obtain a passport efficiently and easily, I think is incredibly useful. And it does have the added benefit of it brings revenue into the town, mm-hmm. which is not coming out of the taxpayer's pocket. You know, it's revenue that maybe you would have spent at the post office or CVS or somewhere else. But when it comes to the town, it helps to offset your taxes. Mm-hmm. So it's new revenue. I did not have to hire a single person to do it. We have four people who are trained and certified by the passport agency to provide this service, all of whom are on staff and all of whom multitask and do so many other things in my office. So it really, with the exception of, I think, the cost of a photo printer, which was maybe $100, all the revenue we receive is
extra. It's just
extra.
Wow.
That's right.
Spectacular.
Right. And it doesn't come out of the taxpayer's pocket. It offsets a lot of other great endeavors that we do that don't necessarily make money for the town. This is one that does, and it's a great opportunity, I think, for us to provide a new service efficiently, transparently, and as effectively as possible.
Right. And I'm glad you're talking about it, because this is like Project Independence. Somebody's going to go through all the pain and then say, oh, I could have went up to town hall.
That's exactly
right.
You
have to talk about this stuff at your senior center, at the communities, at the temples, at all these places. You pass it around. I know you have brochures that you sent around, but
yep.
people have to just pay attention, and that's what 311 is for.
Right.
Call
right.
311. Now, I know you guys, under you've instituted after-hour hours.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we
have. Is passports in that too, or no?
We have
not. I don't know how that works.
We have not rolled passports into that yet. We.
I mean, it's
it
a wonderful service for other people.
It
you can't get
is.
There by 4 or 5
And it is
o'clock.
Something we're looking to do. There are some labor issues with
that
we need to relate to. But at the same time, you know, the more we can provide off-hour service, and the more we can provide a greater information and greater access to these documents, I think the better off everybody is. I mean, it's a busy world we live in now. A lot of people can't get to us between 9 and 5, so we're doing our best between our online forms, through the website and things like that, and also being off location at different times of the day and different times of the year. All of these things are intended to maximize your ability as a taxpayer and as a resident to access local government and to be able to do the things you need to do in order to be a productive member of our great town.
Like with our conversation earlier with Toby, you know, the world is changing. Mm-hmm. Years ago, the wife could have went up and got the papers between 9 and 5.
Right.
When husband came home, they filled them out, and the next day she could. It doesn't work that way.
Right.
Both parents work. So
yes.
You come home at 5 o'clock and you say, I didn't get there today.
Yep.
I didn't get there today.
That's exactly
so by
right.
Wayne opening up after hours and mobile hours and different places, it's just a godsend.
Yes.
Because
yes.
you can get there by 7. I think it's 7 o'clock or 6:30.
It goes until 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. I
on
mean,
the first and third Wednesdays of every month, we are open. We do recommend reservations so that we know you're coming. So
right.
that we don't, you know, so that we're able to maximize and make most efficient your ability to get. For a lot of couples, it's for a marriage license.
Right,
for some
right.
people, it's for a birth certificate. For some people, it's for death records and things like that. Whatever it is, we can work with you. And you know, really, it's a matter of reaching out to us either through the social media or through the website or through our 311 program. And you know, let people know as much as possible so that they can reasonably schedule their day in a way that's most efficient for them.
Right, because you can't have 10 couples coming in for marriage certificates
right.
at 6:30.
Right.
That's exactly
I mean,
right.
you'll figure it out, but it's like, hey, no, you come in at 6, you 6:15.
Exactly.
And,
exactly.
That phone call is very easy.
Right, exactly. Because it's the truth. Very few people are doing it. Mm-hmm. I mean, what I do sense within the town of North Hempstead, and that's from Project Independence to the clerk's office, the receiver of taxes, Judy Bosworth, everybody, you guys are bending over to serve the constituents.
Well, that's what we're there for. And look, you know, what's important is that we provide as much service as possible, and where possible, improve services and,
right.
and expand services, while at the same time understanding that our residents are highly taxed. You know, everyone in this region is. The services need to match what we, you know, what we ask for, and to the extent that we can do things to offset tax revenues so that we're not constantly going back to taxpayers looking for more and more in order to do the same services, that's what's really fundamentally important
right.
about this, providing efficiencies, doing more with less. You know, we're proof of that in the clerk's office, and I'm very proud of it. My staff count is lower than it was under my predecessor. My budget is lower, and yet we're doing more and we're bringing in more money.
That is it in a nutshell. I can't say it's 100% increase
right.
in services, but the efficiency and the efficacy of it is.
Right.
And you have a lower budget 4 years later.
Right.
And you've added passports, and you've added yeah. digitalization, you've added this, that, and the other thing. You know, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
And that's what they push for in private
well, I'm
industry.
All about,
and they don't do that necessarily in government.
That's exactly right. It's often not the norm. I'm all about right-sizing government. My philosophy is, and I've been that way since I was a councilman, when I was in the county legislature, and now as clerk, you find the level of government that provides that service the best, you give it off to them, and everybody else gets out of the way. That's right-sizing government. Whether it's this park really should be a county park because of the services they provide, or it should be a town park, or the passports should only be in the post office or somewhere else. You need to find where we can do it best, where we can do it most efficiently, give it to that level of government. It shouldn't be about turf wars. It shouldn't be about, you know, I provide this because I've always provided this.
Right, exactly.
You know, its history is not its pedigree when it comes to government services. Whoever does it best, whoever can do it most efficiently, most transparently, and cheapest, that's the person, that's the level of government that should be doing it. Everybody else get out of the way.
I'm happy with that. What about you, Jen?
I'll say.
No, it really is. It's the truth.
I
want to compliment you. Honestly, our time is up. It's ridiculous how fast it goes.
Yeah.
But I do hope that people listening have a little bit of a better understanding what's going on in the clerk's office and how exemplary the job is that you are doing to perfect and make life easy for the people in the town of North Hempstead.
I appreciate it,
absolutely,
John.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Janet, as well.
Wayne, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.